Good morning. We gather this morning with Charlie for the last time to celebrate his life, to mourn his death, to place our prayer and our hope in his resurrection. And the scripture lays out that hope. The reading from Isaiah, first of all, was delightfully appropriate for him. Rich food dripping with marrow, pure choice wines well refined. You know, Charlie enjoyed a good meal with friends. You can eat by yourself. Charlie was never interested in eating. You can dine with friends. Charlie was always interested in dining. It's part of who he was. And it's a part of the metaphor that Isaiah uses to talk about the banquet that God will prepare for those who have faith. That death will be conquered, that life will be triumphant. Paul contemplates how that happens and really doesn't tell us. Paul the eloquent, Paul the garrulous, only twice really sort of falls short, and both within two chapters. Two chapters before, in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he goes to talk about love and runs out of words. He says that love is patient, love is kind. And then he's got nothing more to, he keeps on telling you what love isn't rather than what it is. Because he knows by his own mystical experience that it's far too big to fit into his words. In the same way here, he works through chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, talking about resurrection, talking about life with God. And he doesn't really but point to it. He says it's something that we put on, that this which is by nature mortal puts on, clothes itself in immortality. That this flesh of ours, which is by nature corruptible, puts on incorruptibility. What does that mean? What does that look like? He admits he can't tell you. You put a seed in the earth. If you hadn't done it again before last year, you had no idea that from that little shriveled thing you put in the earth, this big green thing comes up. It's a total transformation. It is a transformation from life here to life with God, from mortality to immortality, from corruptibility to incorruptibility, to life confined within our little four-dimensional spatiotemporal matrix, to a life that is broad as God's life, something we can't understand, but have every reason to hope for and to look forward to. And as John tells us in that gospel reading, our connection to that life is Jesus and is Jesus' own body. Just as he who was by nature immortal took on our mortality, clothed himself in our mortality in order to die with us and for us. So we too, who are now by nature mortal, clothe ourselves in his immortality by receiving his flesh, by drinking his blood. This is something that Charlie believed in to the depth of his soul, something that he hoped in with all his heart. Something that stood behind the love that he had for everybody. The outgoingness, the self-givingness that was just at the heart of who he was. All of that is rooted in being a part of Jesus. Putting on his life, his death, his resurrection, his immortality, his incorruptibility. And so we gather to bear witness to his faith. We gather to be strengthened by his faith. We gather to profess his faith and to commit ourselves to it. We lay his body to rest this morning with a heavy heart, because we will miss him. I mean, his family, who's known him and loved him most and best all his life, will miss him most. But anybody who met him will miss him. And yet we do so with hope and in confidence and with joy, because we know that he now shares that immortality. And he's there rooting for us to do the same, to be the same, to share the same immortality that he shares. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.